Om Shanti. A couple of weeks ago, Baba had said that if you're still being shaken by all the little things that happen in the Brahman world today, have you thought about what's going to happen when there's big upheaval that's going to come in the world? When we understand Baba's knowledge, then we understand that Satyug is coming, and maybe that's been a big attraction for us. I don't mean the diamonds and pearls and palaces, but the beauty, the harmony with nature, harmony with each other, the divinity, maybe those are the things that have been very attractive for us. But yet on the other side, on the one side, the beauty of a better world drawing us, and on the other side, we also know that the end of Kali Yuga has to come, and that's not going to happen just sweetly and quietly, and Kali Yuga finishes and one day we go to sleep and it's Kali Yuga, and next morning we wake up, it's Satyug. Do you think it'll be as smooth a transition as that? Well, maybe not. And so there's going to be much upheaval that we face, whether it's from our own sanskars, whether it's the settlement of karma with the body in an intense way, whether it's nature coming to us, whether it's the social conditions that we are facing. So it's a lot of upheaval. And Baba's point was, well, you know that's going to happen. And if you're not able to deal with all the things that are going on today and it's causing upheaval, like today Baba said, do you maintain stability in the face of defamation and praise? Somebody's praising you, does it send you flying high? And then next day they stop praising you, or worse, they start defaming you, you come crashing down. Is that the situation? Or is it that if somebody praises and you know that, well, it wasn't you, it was Baba that made it happen, so that's fine. And then if people defame you, again, you take it in your stride, checking yourself to see, well, what is it that has been the cause of this? But you don't let it shake you. You continue to make your effort without any blame or complaint. You just keep moving forward. So how do I get to that point of stability? Not stagnation, there's a difference. So I'm not stuck, but yet I'm deeply rooted like the tree. And so the tree with deep roots, and then the wind and the storms can come and the tree will shake, but the roots are strong and steady, and so the tree will stay upright. It won't come crashing down. So I need to be like this. So there's a whole expression that comes in Hindi that connects up several words, and it's not just because the words sort of go together that it sounds nice, but in fact when you start exploring what it is that's going on, you can see the very deep connections that there are. And I'm thinking of the words, some of you will know the Hindi words, so I'll share the Hindi words with you first. And many of you will recognize them, they're quite familiar. Antarmukhi, inward looking, being introverted. And then economy, English word, but that comes in within the formula. and it's talking about both economy of expenditure, but it's also more than that, talking about economy of thoughts and the economy of my energy, the economy of my time. And then the third word, ek nami, one in my mind, one name. And so what is it that's imprinted on my heart? What is it that's imprinted on my lips? What is it that's visible in front of my eyes? If it's the one, the one, the one, the one. And we'll explore all of these things in a minute. But just sharing that sequence. Ek nami. And then ekagrata, concentration. We usually translate that as concentration. And then ek ras, and that's the word we usually translate as stability. And then it actually leads to ekta, unity. And so just exploring these words and seeing that there's definitely a sequence that can bring us to that point of stability that we would like to have in our life. And also, when I'm stable, then it's easy for others to trust me. If there's instability, then you can see that if my mood is here one day and there the next day, people will become a little bit wary and they'll keep their distance. But if they see me stable, ekras, constant, consistent, then it'll be easy for them to have that trust, and it's definitely one of the qualities that's going to allow unity to come. The breakdown of trust is immediately the breakdown of unity, and we can see that too. So take up each one in detail now, but it's very interesting to see the connection of all of these words in sequence and how what it is that Baba would like to see and how it is Baba will be revealed to the world is through all of this. And so first, that stage of turning inwards. In bhakti, they always say that when you meditate, you have to close your eyes. But that's not true. We know that. But I can also see how when you open your eyes, I'm talking about physical energy now, it's energy that's being expended. My attention is out there, my energy is going out there, and of course, I'm very open to all the distractions of the world. And so Baba doesn't want us to walk around with our eyes closed, not possible, or even to sit down in a corner and just sit with our eyes closed. While we are up and about, Baba wants us to do karma yoga, be engaged in good karma, and when we are sitting, Baba wants us to be able to go beyond everything with just a glance, a moment of drishti and connection with Baba. And so the jnani yogi idea that has led to that state, that statement of closing your eyes to the world and not seeing anything, is actually the stage of turning inwards, where I'm not distracted by anything outside. And it means I'm saving my energy and I'm focused inside. Attention on this practice, even for just one day, will show you what a difference it can make. We say that we don't give instant results. It's not instant coffee, instant tea. But yet, in fact, soul consciousness and introversion, turning inwards very sincerely, practicing this, and some of you have half a day left in Madhuban, some of you have one day or a few days left in Madhuban. But however long it is you do have, just try this. You don't need to be distracted by anyone, anything outside. There's no demands. Just take the opportunity to keep turning inwards, or even staying inwards and coming out only when it's essential, but going back in. And certainly I know that in Madhuban upstairs they have the silence badges, and I don't know whether they've got any here, but I know that some of you are now thinking of going up also. But get yourself a silence badge, and even if you don't get one of those badges, make it your badge in here that this is what I want to do. Stay focused inwards, antarmukhi. And yes, definitely, then you'll be very economical with your thoughts, your words, your time, your energy. And yes, of course, finance also comes into it. Many, many years ago, Daddy was cautioning me about one particular individual and saying not to spend too much time with them. And I didn't ask her why. You can't ask Daddy why always, but you trust and you take that as a signal. And on another occasion, she then told me that this individual was very extravagant in Baba's yagya, and that meant that that person's foundation of jnana and yoga wasn't very deep and strong. And it sounds a bit strange, doesn't it? Extravagance and foundation of jnana and yoga. Most of you are now aware of the whole karmic situation with money and also then one's own stage. But yet, at that time, it was a new idea I was hearing, but it turned out to be absolutely that. And it's actually quite simple to work out. If my focus is inside, what is it that I need, and how am I going to do things? I'm going to do the best possible in the simplest way possible. And if my focus is not inside, my attention is outside and there's distractions, I'm not going to be concerned about the karmic connections of finance and economy. I'm going to just be out there, spending, 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 expending energy on all levels. But attention inside, and there's going to be attention on everything outside also. And so, a strange word to put in within all the list of the English words, that the Hindi words, one English word thrown in, but it's been what Baba has told us. And so just accuracy, attention inside, and accuracy in what I do, in my thoughts, my words, and actions, karma, finance. And that's also going to help me conserve energy, build up my energy, generate energy, and I'm going to have that extra strength and power within. When things shake me, then I know it's because I lack the power to be able to deal with whatever it is. And power is not just what I'm taking from Baba in yoga, but every step along the day, whatever it is that's happening, it's either an opportunity for me to accumulate, or it's a situation which I'm dissipating. And so it's very rare that there's something that's not on either direction, but usually it is. It's either a dissipation of energy or it's an accumulation of energy. And so I have a choice. Do I allow that to go or do I allow that to increase? And if I'm focused on increasing my own inner capacity and my own inner power, then I'll pay attention to that too. But especially to the whole subject of economy in my thinking. And there's absolutely a connection between the way in which I think and the way in which I speak. And sometimes somebody has said to me, shall I write you a note? It's happened in the last week with at least 4 people. And they said to me, shall I write you a note? And my question to them is, well, is it clear in your mind? And 3 of them said, no, it's not very clear. I said, write a note. And the very process of writing it will clarify it for you. And if it is clear, don't worry about writing, then just come and share. And it's absolutely true that if something is clear in my mind, it doesn't take half an hour to speak of it. It probably takes 3 to 5 minutes, not 30 minutes. And if it's not clear in my mind, then I'll ramble, 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 ramble. And maybe at the end of 15 minutes, something will begin to emerge that's clear. And so the process of simplifying my thoughts and being able to come to the essence of what it is that's happening and what is it that I want to do and what is it that I need to do. Learning to be economical in my mind means learning to eliminate waste thoughts. The more waste thoughts I have, the less the clarity I have, and the less the energy I have. And so to be able to move away from expansion and come into essence, and through coming into essence, really having strength to be able to put that thought into practical reality. Within Lokic life, we call it the whole thing about daydreaming. My thoughts go here and there and everywhere, and I don't have the energy to actually follow up on any of those beautiful ideas that I've had, because it's just too much energy that's scattered. But okay, one idea, another idea, another idea. Let me be stable. Let me be still. And let me see, which idea is it that's going to be practical? And which idea is it that's going to be the best use of my time and energy? And so, economy in my thoughts, as distinct to not just the aspect of many, many ideas, but also the aspect of waste thoughts. When there's waste thoughts, there's a whole storm. Many, many things coming into my mind and rushing around and going around and around in circles. And so Baba says, stop. Just take a moment to be still. Just be soul conscious. And in that stillness and soul consciousness, then you can see what is it that's useful and what is it that's not useful. Baba talks about how if you've got a queue of thoughts, then the queue of thoughts is going to make you stand in line. And that he shared a very sweet story that some of you may have heard, and she was repeating it a little while ago. And she said how in the days that they came from Karachi to Mount Abu, they were in Bridge Koti, in that little cottage that's now turned into a hotel on top of the cliff. And the government people, the local government people, came to see how many people were staying here, because immediately after the war, everything was rationed and people had to go stand in lines, and not just in Mount Abu, but this was probably a situation in many parts of the world, including probably Britain, London, where immediately after the war, everything was still rationed, and so you had to go stand in a line to pick up your ration. And she said how the government officials had come and they wanted to know how many people there were. And Baba called them all to have yoga, and they all came and sat down. And the purpose of coming and sitting down was so that then these people could do the counting. And Baba sat conducting drill, and so giving drishti. And the atmosphere became so charged that they couldn't count. They'd count up to 4, 5, and the atmosphere would pull them and they'd disappear. They couldn't see who was there anymore. You know, they just were not in the consciousness of the rational and the logistical and mundane. And so they complained, and Baba said, okay, I'll leave the room. And Baba actually left the room so that then the atmosphere could become a little bit less charged, and then they got on with their job of counting. And then they said to Baba afterwards, you know, they were sharing their experience, and Baba told them, well, this is what is yoga power. But the yoga power impact was such that they didn't have to go and stand in line to collect their rations. These people then said, we're going to send it all. We now know how many of you there are. Just send one individual and we'll send for the whole community. And then he was saying how on the physical level she saw yoga power working. And Baba was constantly using yoga power in very practical situations. But it was also the lesson that Avyakt Baba talks about, that if you have a queue of thoughts, then what you're going to have to do is stand in a queue, stand in line, waiting for your turn to claim the throne. And whether it happens in the golden age or whether it happens in the silver age, who knows? You're standing in line. But if you've learned to put the full stop and you've been able to accumulate your own power and you have that inner strength and capacity, then yes, you don't have to stand in line in a queue. You claim the kingdom. But it was interesting to hear that I've heard that story about how the yoga power made them just absolutely go into silence themselves, but the repercussion of that, that having experienced the power of the community and what yoga and silence is about, they were then cooperating in terms of supporting the community and not having to stand in lines out there. So that was an interesting addition that he had made. So that whole subject of waste thoughts and how... and the other day Baba mentioned how instead of having a full stop, if there's waste thoughts,